With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. In the latest trade developments, China has reportedly ended the tariff exclusion on American agricultural products. Fresh Fruit Portal says China's government hasn't issued an official statement yet. Importers in China have reported to the Foreign Ag Service that applications for market-based tariff exclusions will no longer be accepted beginning August 1st. Some of the products include grains, alcohol, leather, and fruits, of course. Importers also said the previously approved exclusions will only be valid until September 14th. The affected products were previously eligible for tariff exclusions under a process established in March of 2020 by the State Council Tariff Commission of China. The process allowed importers to apply for waivers from the retaliatory Section 301 tariffs on certain U.S. products. Although the process did allow some items outside the predefined list, it covered a total of 696 tariff lines, of which approximately 150 lines apply to U.S. agricultural products. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced a new reorganization plan for the USDA. The plan refocuses its core operations to better align with its founding mission of supporting U.S. farming, ranching, and forestry. The reorganization plan consists of four parts: ensuring the size of the USDA's workforce aligns with available financial resources and agricultural priorities, bringing the USDA closer to its customers, eliminating management layers and bureaucracy, and consolidating redundant support functions. To bring the USDA closer to the people it serves while providing a more affordable cost of living for employees, the USDA has developed a phased-in plan to relocate much of its agency headquarters and staff out of Washington, D.C.'s area and to five hub locations. The USDA's five hub locations are Raleigh, Kansas City, Indianapolis, Fort Collins, and Salt Lake City. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing to re-register dicamba herbicide for over-the-top application on cotton and soybeans. Reports say there will be restrictions intended to limit possible ecological harm. Dicamba has been blamed for significant off-target damage to crops and other vegetation. Federal courts have vacated the registration twice in 2020 and 2024. The decision in February of 2024 prevented the product from being used during the past two growing seasons for soybeans and cotton. The agency also said it plans to impose new mitigation requirements for the herbicide to address ecological impacts. Among the proposed restrictions is a single-use maximum application rate of 0.5 acid equivalent dicamba per acre. Not everyone was happy with the announcement. The Center for Biological Diversity, which has challenged the past registrations, immediately criticized the agency's decision to move forward with this registration. Despite the loss of a $4.9 billion loan guarantee from the feds, the Grain Belt Express is continuing forward. Parent company Invenergy indicated this week that it will pursue private funding to build several hundred miles of transmission towers and lines from Kansas, Missouri, Illinois to Indiana to carry electricity generated by wind turbines. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is also continuing forward with his investigation into the project.
The project was sold to the people of the state of Missouri as some kind of Green New Deal dependent upon a carbon tax that the corporation had not secured yet. And the project never benefited the people of the state of Missouri. And all the promises that Grain Belt Express has made, none of them have come true.
Invenergy accuses Bailey of playing politics with U.S. power. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.